Here's Dr. Don Wilton.
Now, I promise you, you will be very sad if you don't listen to this. Because I know that today I'm speaking to a lot of people who have committed adultery. And you may be one of them. In fact, some of you have got this hanging over your heads. You've been living with this for years. You do a pretty good job of covering things over, but it's right here in your heart. The
Encouraging Word. Hello and welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. These Bible-based messages are loaded with truth and encouragement. And I believe you're going to find yourself a little closer to the understanding of not only what the Ten Commandments are about, but how they can empower us today to live to the power of ten. As we study the Word, know that we're available for you. We're connecting already online at theencouragingword.org. A lot of folks are taking a peek at what's going on with this very special resource. Again, details online at theencouragingword.org. I'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes. But also, just know we're here to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Our Father, we're in your presence today, and we're so glad to be able to worship you like this. For you alone are God. You are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for the precious gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, that when we repent of our sin and by faith, we trust you as Savior and Lord, that you come into our hearts and you forgive us of all of our sin. You make us brand new. You cast our sin as far as the east is from the west. You remember our sin no more. You write our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are so grateful to you. We're so grateful, Lord, for your word today. Father, we're looking at a subject that's a lightning rod, adultery. Lord, that sends shockwaves through our system. We want to know why you would have said that on Mount Sinai. Lord, you've got such a special word for us, such a special word for America today. This is your encouraging word. Because it's God's word. Lord, I'm going to pray right now for someone worshiping today who needs to hear the forgiveness of God in Christ Jesus, needs to know and to experience your forgiveness. Lord Jesus, just speak to us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so grateful to be able to celebrate God's goodness like this together. You need to open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20. We're in an absolute humdinger today. Exodus 20 and verse 14. Listen to what God said. You shall not commit adultery. Let me run that by again. This is what God said. He was on Mount Sinai. All the Israelites were in the valley below. There were men, women, boys, and girls. And God said, let me make one thing very clear to you. Thou shalt not commit adultery. We are living in a day and age today in which ours is an adulterous world. What was God trying to say? What did he mean by this? How can we live to the power of ten in light of something like this? I've got some incredible news to share with you. I'm going to unpack this for you. And I want to begin by saying that God is faithful. Did you know in Revelation chapter 19, When Jesus comes again, he's going to land on the Mount of Olives. He will be accompanied by all believers. He's going to be riding on a horse. And one of the names that is attributed to Jesus Christ is Faithful and True. Now, I want you to just think about something. God is sovereign. God made everything. God created us. And he has invited us through Jesus and through his sacrifice on the cross to enter into a personal relationship with him. God is faithful. God never violates his faithfulness. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Did you know that God never lets us down? God never changes what he has promised. He is absolute. He's consistently consistent in every way. God is faithful. Did you know that that is what he expects of us? When we live in a relationship with God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, he demands that we be faithful, that we be absolutely true to him in every way. Anything less of that is a violation of what God has told us to be and to do in our relationship with him. And what he is saying to us is, he's saying, just as I am faithful and true to you, so you ought to be faithful and true to me. And the greatest illustration of the relationship that exists between people, men and women, and God is the illustration of marriage. Paul speaks about it. The marriage relationship between a man and a woman is a direct picture of the relationship that we have with God, our Heavenly Father, as the bride of Christ. And you will remember that when believers come into heaven, all believers are going to hear this statement made by God. Welcome, well done, good and, what's the word everybody say it with me? Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. This is about supreme love. We are called to be faithful to God. And anything less than that is a violation. You see, in where I am in Revelation on Sunday nights, in fact, I'm right there tonight at 5 o'clock, chapter 17 and verse 2 of the book of Revelation. The Bible tells us that just before Jesus comes, that we are going to see and bear witness to the kings of the earth, the nations of the world who have committed adultery with Babylon. What is Babylon? Babylon is the symbolic violation of Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet, the unholy Trinity, who have done everything they can to entice man, people, men and women, away from that faithful relationship with God. God says, you only worship me. And in Revelation chapter 17, it all comes to a climactic moment. Now, before I even get to that point, I want to read to you a great passage. Everybody needs to turn with me to John chapter 8. Very quickly, turn with me to John chapter 8. Now, I promise you, you will be very sad if you don't listen to this. Because I know that today I'm speaking to a lot of people who have committed adultery. And you may be one of them. In fact, some of you have got this hanging over your heads. You've been living with this for years. You do a pretty good job of covering things over, but it's right here in your heart.
This is The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. We'll be back with so much more of this great message in just a few moments. But Dr. Wilton insists I remind you, we're having a conversation. We'd love to share with you and hear from you as well. And the way we do that is, well, a number of ways. First and foremost, you can go to our website, theencouragingword.org. There's a number of opportunities to get connected, to hear this message or perhaps other messages of Dr. Wilton's. Take a look online at some of the video messages as well, or maybe just share a praise reporter prayer request. We also have a number of wonderful resources that will help you grow in your faith right there at theencouragingword.org. Also, though it's a little bit, we call it old school, and we encourage you to go old school at times, we have discovered a wonderful renewal of folks saying, you know, I'd like to have a conversation. The Lord is dealing with me on something. The passage from the pastor today has stirred my heart. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. And so our phone number is busier than ever, and we will try not to make you wait, but just a moment, if at all, if you call 866-899-WORD. And that's not just now, but anytime, day or night, 866-899-9673. We would love to connect with you, love to pray with you and for you. As a matter of fact, it was instrumental before we ever took our ministry beyond the small city we were in. The first thing Dr. Wilton said is we need to be able to have conversations and pray with and for people. Prayer is the foundation of this ministry, and we'd love to pray for you. Again, 866-899-9673. That's the phone number. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
You've got more questions about adultery than I could ever answer in one message. I want you to hear this. John chapter 8, I'm just going to read to you what the Bible says. Verse 1, they went each one to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down, and he taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in what? What was she caught doing? Everybody see that? Any questions? The scribes and the Pharisees. Now, who were the scribes and the Pharisees? They were the people who had made a decision that Moses was the one they were going to follow. The law. They denied Jesus. They refused to accept the fact that Jesus had come, that he was the Messiah. Jesus didn't come to replace the law. He came to fulfill the law. All right, let's pick it up right there. Verse 3. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery." Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So, Jesus, what do you say? This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. So Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." This whole issue of adultery is about love. If you were to say to me today, "Pastor, what is this about?" It's about love. It's about the love of God. God loves us. How, to what extent does he love us? He loves us faithfully. His love never changes. And what he demands of us is that we love him faithfully, that our love for him never changes. that we never violate that relationship with Him. It's about love. Well, let's try and tie this together. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you the facts of love, not the facts of life. Some of you may be disappointed. I'm going to just very, very quickly give you the facts of love as we see this through the eyes of God. And you will very quickly find that the scriptures give us some very clear-cut pathways here in understanding this issue of adultery. The facts of love. Fact of love number one, God created male and female. That's what the Bible teaches us. Bible tells us absolutely abundantly clear, God made male and female. Now, I'm not going to get into an anatomical explanation. All I'm going to tell you is God made male and female. Number two, God blessed them. That's the second fact of love. God not only created men and women, boys and girls, little girl babies, little boy babies, but He blessed them. That's very important. Here's the third fact of love. God instituted marriage based upon His fact of love. There is only one kind of marriage, and that's between a man and a woman. There is no alternative. We're not talking about me. I'm not considering the President of the United States of America. He's got nothing to do with this. I'm not concerned here about the Senate or the power of Congress or the brilliance of man's mind. God instituted marriage. That's the fact of love according to God. Fact number one, God created male and female. Fact number two, God blessed them. Fact number three, God instituted marriage. Fact number four, God designed sex. Sex is biblical. The intimacy of the physical relationship between a man and a woman in the context of God's fact of love, which is marriage, is something that God blesses. He celebrates that. In fact, it's God's design. When you get to read about what the Apostle Paul said, for example, in his pastoral epistles, Paul outlines it. He even gives to us a rationalization. He says lust is very real. Paul acknowledges a burning that takes place between two members of the opposite sex. And he says, in order that I might not do that, I therefore will be married, because in the marriage context, God's design is they complementary with an E, design of marriage, this fusion, this union between a man and a woman, whereby the man, married man, no longer has control over his body, but his wife does. And the married woman no longer has control over her body, but her husband does. That's the one fleshness of the picture that God gives to us in this beautiful picture of His created order. God created, God blessed, God instituted, God designed. Number five, here's the fifth fact of love. God designed fruitfulness. God designed it. God said to man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. This is the way in which the world is replenished between a man and a woman. Let alone the biblical mandate, anything less than that is unnatural. It's unnatural even in the natural order of everything that God created. But we're going to focus here on the human person. The male and the female, anything less than that is unnatural according to God's divine law. Not according to mine. But God is telling me that when I live in a relationship with Him, I am to be faithful to Him. I answer to Him. God ordered fruitfulness. And number six, I had to put this sixth fact of love. God purposed attractiveness. God purposed attractiveness. By the way, if we had time today, I'd take you back to the Genesis account where the Bible tells us very clearly. God made Adam and presented to him the birds and the beasts, and none of them could ever come close to what he was about to experience. And when he took his rib and he created Eve, in the Genesis account, we read it, it's very mildly put. He didn't say, "Oh, wow, okay, there she is." The word there is, "Wow! Oh, man, did you see what I just saw? Oh, man, she's a doll. I mean, look at that chick. I mean, she just is knocking my socks off." That's what he said. I'm giving you a rough translation of the Hebrew. God purposed attractiveness, folks, between men and women. Any questions here? So now I give to you these facts of love. We're a ripe field for adultery. We fertile ground for adultery. Everybody wants. I tell you, nobody knows it better than Satan does. And what God's trying to say here from the mountaintop is just as we can be unfaithful to God, if you take King David, for example, so it is we can be unfaithful in marriage. Where would we be without the love of God in Christ? So what is adultery? Adultery is two things, folks. Number one, it's an act. It's an act of sex with another person in addition to that marriage. Adultery applies to married people. And by the way, for all of you that are sitting there right now looking at me saying, "Man, I'm so glad that I'm not married," one of these days I'm going to preach on fornication. So just so that we can be clear here, adultery is an act. It's an actual deed. Adultery is any form of sexual activity by a married person with any other person other than the one to whom they are married. That's adultery.
In my own life, I know what it's like to have my heart sore. I pray that you and I would hear these messages and be ready to respond. Forgive the interruption, but our time's just about gone. Dr. Wilton does have a closing thought coming up in just a moment, but he insists, I remind you, as the Lord is stirring your heart, we would love to walk with you with what's going on, pray with you with what's going on. The number to connect is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or let's connect keyboard to keyboard if you'd like. It's on our website at theencouragingword.org. And now closing thoughts from Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
The Encouraging Word broadcasts are reaching people all over the world. And we want to say thank you to a very special group of people who help us make this happen.
Thank you for being an encourager with me through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. You are making a difference in people's lives. Why don't you become an encourager? Partner with us. Partner with me. Become an encourager today and be part of something far bigger than any of us.
When you take this step of faith, you'll receive the exclusive brand new CD-DVD resource called Erasing Jesus, a powerful tool that'll help you stand strong in your faith in a world that's somewhat intolerant to Jesus Christ. Also, you'll get a bonus journal just to say thank you for partnering with us. In addition, you'll receive a monthly personal letter from Dr. Wilton, as well as other resource opportunities, a 24-hour confidential live prayer line, a quarterly daily devotional guide, and notifications of events featuring Dr. Wilton in your area. To learn how you can become an encourager, send your request to Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us at 866-899-WORD, or visit us on the web at theencouragingword.org. We hope you will make your commitment to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ around the world with us today.
Thank you for your partnership with The Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. In fact, you can see that number on the television screen. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
I pray that you and I, anytime we hear the Lord speak through our pastor, through his word, that we would not allow ourselves to remain the same. If you'd like to talk with us, we're always available, 866-899-WORD, but it may be that you need to talk to the Lord. Rarely do I say this, but maybe you need to turn the radio off and spend some time in quiet meditation about what God has been saying through Dr. Don Wilton today. The radio station will be here. We'll be online at theencouragingword.org and available at our phone number, 866-899-WORD, 24 hours a day. But maybe that's what you need. Again, that's what the Lord has been stirring me into, some more quiet time of meditating on this one love and these Ten Commandments and how I need to be applying them to my life. Again, just know that we're available for you 24 hours a day to connect with great resources like this.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager Ministry partner with me. Together we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
Our time's gone for today, but let's stay connected online at theencouragingword.org.
Preacher Wilton, I just wanted you to know how my family life has changed. I gave my heart to God listening to you on the radio. Now my wife has a new husband, and my kids have a new dad, and I thank God for your ministry.